Good afternoon. The Secretary General and the Prime Minister will make short introductory remarks and then they'll be happy to take a few questions. Secretary General.
Prime Minister Erna Solberg, it's a real pleasure to welcome you back to the NATO headquarters. We just finished an excellent meeting where we addressed how NATO is adapting to a new and more demanding security environment, and also the upcoming meeting of NATO leaders on the 25th of May. Norway is a founding member of the alliance. Norway is a very committed member of the alliance, and we highly value the many contributions of Norway to the alliance. You have been in Afghanistan with the Norwegian troops for many, many years. You continue to be there. You are going to participate in the NATO battle group in Lithuania, enhancing our presence in that part of Europe. You help us with support to NATO partners like Georgia, Ukraine and Jordan. And we also appreciate that that Norway is the host nation for the Joint Warfare Center in Stavanger. And all of this is important contributions to our collective defense, to the strength of the alliance. Let me also thank Norway for Norway's presence in the high north. And over the last years, Norway has invested heavily in new capabilities, new frigates. You are in the process of buying new F-35s planes, and you have decided to buy new submarines and new maritime patrol aircrafts. So Norway is increasing its capacity when it comes to presence in the high north, which is important for the whole alliance. We discussed also the preparations for the upcoming meeting in May. It will be a very short meeting, but it will be an important meeting because it will be the first visit of the US, new US president to NATO and to meet allies, and it will also be a meeting where we'll meet the new French president. And I'm absolutely certain that the meeting in May will express NATO unity, NATO resolve, and that's something I welcome in times of more uncertainty. Then we need a strong alliance. The two main issues that we will address at the meeting in May are transatlantic bond burden sharing and NATO's efforts in the global fight against terrorism. When it comes to NATO's role in the fight against terrorism, we will address issues like Afghanistan. NATO has been there for many years. We are unwavering in our support for the Afghans. We will continue to provide them with financial support, train, assist and advice, and we have to address issues related to the future of our rescue support mission, the force level, and how we can continue to provide support to the Afghans. We will also discuss how NATO can step up its efforts to provide support to the counter-ISIL coalition. We provide some AWACS support, we train Iraqi forces, but we will look into what more NATO can do. Regarding burden sharing, the transatlantic bond, all 28 allies made a very important decision in Wales in 2014 to stop the cuts in defence spending, to gradually increase and then to move towards spending 2% of GDP on defence within a decade. And the good news is that we have turned a corner. After many years of decline, we have now seen the first increase in defence spending across Europe and Canada. And it is important that we keep up the momentum and make sure that we continue this positive development with increased defence spending across Europe and Canada. So there are many important issues on the agenda. I look very much forward to welcome you back to NATO on the 25th of May here in Brussels, where we're also going to have a handover ceremony for the new building just across the street. So once again, welcome to NATO, Erna Solberg.
Thank you, Jens, and thank you for a very good and interesting meeting. As you well know, NATO is the cornerstone for Norwegian, but also for European security policy. And I hope that the upcoming special meeting will be a vitally confirm NATO's credibility as a defence alliance, and also that it will enhance its ability to provide collective defence to all members. We are fully committed to contributing to that end. For Norway, NATO is the cornerstone of our defence policy, and we will continue to be that. And maintaining especially the strong transatlantic bond and the alliance cohesion is a main priority for us. So I hope that the summit will provide us demonstrate that Europe and North America have a firm political will to collectively secure all allies. And we know that we have a more difficult security environment around us. There has been a large change in the last years. That means that we need to have a NATO that is flexible and that can adapt to new realities. And we are strengthening the ability for the alliance to respond to threats and risks from all directions. Enhanced forward presence in the Baltic countries and Poland are concrete examples of the alliance solidarity, and Norway is participating with a company unit. I agree that fair burden sharing is an imperative, both in light of the changing security situation and in order to preserve the transatlantic bond. Most allies are moving in the right direction, and NATO is revitalizing credible collective defence. Norway is also increasing its defence budget, and as you said, we are heavily investing in strategic capabilities, fighter jets, submarines, marine surveillance aircrafts. And it's also important for us, as was an important issue for Norway on the Warsawa summit, that to enhance the alliance situation awareness and ability to operate in the North Atlantic. And we welcome the follow-up work from Warsaw, including the assessment of the NATO command structure. And we support an increased role for NATO in the fight against terrorism within clearly defined areas where the alliance may add value. NATO has a valuable experience in the capacity building project and stability beyond our borders. In our counter-terrorism efforts, we have drawn on lessons learned, particularly in Afghanistan and Iraq, and local ownership is necessary for capacity building to be sustainable and to provide long-term effects. That will be an important position for Norway to take. Thank you.
Okay, Wall Street Journal.
Mr. Secretary General, a couple questions about the upcoming meeting. One, why is it too short? Two, are you making progress on the national plans agreeing toward national plans? And finally, do you personally support a counterterrorism coordinator? Would this be helpful? And to the Prime Minister, is 2% of GDP a realistic goal for Norway? Do you anticipate Norway would adopt a national plan to reach 2%?
First, on the CT coordinator, what we are now discussing is how NATO can do more in the fight against terrorism, how we can utilize the untapped potential in NATO, because we have the structures, we have the experience, we have the knowledge, we have done it before in Afghanistan, but also in Bosnia and Herzegovina, when it comes to the issue of train local forces, build local capacity. And I really believe that the most important thing we can do is to build local capacity, enable local forces to fight terrorism themselves and to stabilize their own country. Exactly how we're going to do that, exactly which measures we will agree on, it's a bit too early to say, but we are looking into different measures addressing how NATO can step up its efforts in the global fight against terrorism. Regarding the national plans, we are now looking into how we can make sure that we keep up the momentum, that we are able to continue the increase in defence spending we have seen over the last couple of years. And we have to also underline that burden sharing is, of course, about defense spending, but it's also about capabilities and contributions to NATO missions and operations. And all these three strands of efforts are important, and we are looking into what kind of documents, what kind of tools can we develop to make sure that we continue to see a positive development in these areas. Exactly what will be decided and announced on the meeting on the 25th of May.
And I would just like to say that Norway has, last year we proposed a long-term plan for the Norwegian defence, which is an enormous increasement in the years to come in our budgets. And we are working towards the 2% goal. The next 4 years we will have a large increasement. And then, of course, there will be a new revised plan every fourth year based on that. But we are increasing our support for the military activities. And on the top of that, of course, there are new demands always on international cooperation and participation.
NTB.
Johan Falnes, NTB. Secretary General, about these national plans, in your view, what do you think should be the main elements of those plans? Can you be a bit more specific about that? And also, now Prime Minister Solberg mentioned the Norwegian long-term plan. Do you expect that Norway would have to be more specific about its plans? Is the long-term plan enough, or should Norway prepare to lay some more details on the table?
So first of all, regarding the national plans, no decision has been made. So we are now in the process discussing within NATO, with NATO allies, exactly how we can develop different tools to make sure that we continue to deliver on what we promised in 2014. But the idea, as it has been presented by some allies, and which is now discussed in the alliance, is to have documents where allies can report on how they are following up the pledge, both when it comes to defence spending, but also when it comes to capabilities and contributions to NATO missions and operations. And the whole purpose of having these kind of documents is that they will then provide us a better understanding of where different nations are when it comes to implementing the pledge we made together in 2014. And again, I'm confident that we will have decisions by the 25th of May, and then I can go into more details.
And I think our plan is moving towards all of the goals that is set by. We will be above 20% in investments. We are transforming the capabilities that we have. We are working on the principle of interoperability between Norway and others, and we are contributing to the international operations both mainly through NATO, but also in some of the others that the EU are doing, and also some of the UN operations.
Politico.
Mr. Secretary General, in terms of the most relevant or perhaps most dangerous conflict right now, military conflict in Syria, two of your biggest allies are very active, the United States and Turkey, but not exactly on the same side. I wonder, at what point does that potentially become problematic, and do you expect that to come up perhaps in the sidelines of the meeting later this month? And for the Prime Minister, as the Secretary General noted, you'll have two new colleagues from France and the United States. What might you say to them to really convince them that NATO is not obsolete?
As you know, NATO provides support to the coalition fighting ISIL in Iraq and Syria. But NATO is not present in Syria as an alliance. Some NATO allies are. And since NATO is not present on the ground in Syria, I think I should refrain from commenting on operational issues related to the activities of NATO allies. But I, of course, expect all NATO allies to coordinate their activities, especially in northern Syria, where there is a very complex and very difficult military situation. What NATO will do is that we will look into whether or how we can provide more support. We provide some support to the coalition with our air explains, improving the air picture for the coalition operating over Iraq and Syria. And it may also be in other areas that we can provide more support for the coalition.
My message to, well, they are not my colleagues since I'm a prime minister, not a president, but remembering to understand the differences in a monarchy like Norway. But my biggest message to them is, of course, that the Atlantic tie has shown itself to be extremely important. The military capacities that we need also in the Atlantic is important. That was one of the issues that we were very concerned about before the Warsaw meeting, because we know that if the Northern Atlantic part is controlled in the seaway, you will not be able to have support for Europe. In a crisis and conflict, this will be a very difficult issue. And so it's important to have this connection. And I think when we started to work on this, one of our partners was, in fact, France, who have a different understanding of the Atlantic ties now, I think, than they had, if you look 20 years back, 30 years back, and the understanding that the connection between North America and Europe is extremely important, also military.
Thank you very much. This concludes this press point. Thank you.